I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser!
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Danny and Sharon are jumping.
What's going on here?
Oh my gosh.
You're shaking the chair. He's touching my shoulders.
I know. I don't like it.
No, he's touching your shoulder. Call HR.
I need a shower now.
I forgot that you hurt your back, Steve. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's not that bad.
And Taryn was doing some wild moves behind you, Steve.
I was stretching. I was getting ready.
She was getting down real low. I don't know what was going on.
I just want to make sure I didn't pull a muscle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of jumping.
Do you think anyone listening at home is jumping with you guys?
I hope so.
I know it.
Maybe a five-year-old.
Yeah. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
Let's get to Edward from Renton. Edward, are you there?
I'm here.
Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 to hear the cheat sheet, perhaps?
You know, I always listen to the men's room, but I can't remember the...
So you listen while you smoke weed. I get it.
Makes sense. I feel like a lot of their listeners do. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Don't blame them.
For those playing at home, Edward has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many dice do you use in a game of Yahtzee?
5.
Correct. What game show just celebrated its 10,000th episode?
Simpsons.
No.
Survivor.
No.
South Park.
No. What type of fruit is on top of the men's singles trophy at Wimbledon? Whoa.
An apple?
No.
Orange?
No.
Coconut?
No. What actor played 6 different roles in the Polar Express?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. Which state produces the most cranberries?
Wisconsin.
Yes. Comedian Jack Black is also a singer for which band?
Tenacious D.
Yes. Who always made an appearance in Marvel films until his death?
Stan Lee.
Correct. The Timberwolves are an NBA team from where?
Portland.
No. Edward, you got 5 correct, though.
All right.
Hey,
that was enough for the guy that played earlier.
Exactly. Earlier this morning, the guy got 5 and he won, so there is a chance.
Yep. I believe.
You believe in Edward.
Not in Steve.
There we go. I was waiting for the rhyme.
That's the worst song I ever heard.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
How many dice do you use in a game of Yahtzee?
Oh, 5.
Correct. What game show just celebrated its 10,000th episode?
Price is Right.
Yeah.
Bitch.
What type of fruit is on top of a men's singles trophy at Wimbledon?
My bad. It's the Price is Wrong, bitch. I screwed
yeah,
it up.
Come on, get it right.
What is what?
What type of fruit is on top of the men's singles trophy at Wimbledon?
A banana?
No. You wish.
An orange?
No.
Plum?
No. What? Which actor played six different roles in the Polar Express?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. Which state produces the most cranberries?
That would be Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
California.
No. Comedian Jack Black is also a singer for what band?
Oh, Tenacious D.
Correct. Who always made an appearance in Marvel films until his death?
Stan Lee.
Yes. The Timberwolves are an NBA team from where?
Minnesota.
Yes. What is the main color of the Nintendo character Goomba?
It's Minnesota. I don't want people to get mad. What?
What is the main color of the Nintendo character Goomba?
Blue.
No.
Purple.
No.
Green.
No.
Yeah.
What 90s year did the internet become available to the public?
1992.
Ooh, no. Oh. So close with that one.
Oh.
But you got six correct, and you did lose, Edward. I'm sorry, 6-5. So close, though.
Right. Did he just throw his phone down?
Yes.
Well, that stinks for him, but you know, Taryn, I got a better song than yours.
Yeah, Edward was a little mad there. But he did well.
I'm sure he didn't, but I'm just picturing taking his phone, just throwing it against a wall. Like, I'm done with this.
Or the ground. I lost my one. Does anyone know the type of fruit? I guess, well, Taryn will, because it was on the cheat sheet. That is on a men's singles trophy at Wimbledon.
The one that does not belong on pizza. Pineapple.
Correct. It's actually really cute. I Google imaged it, and I was like, oh, that is a little pineapple.
And that's for the Wimbledon trophy?
Yeah. Why? I have no idea.
They're swingers.
Yes.
Get it? They swing their tennis racket. You're right.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. I love that. The main color of the character.
Danny clapped like he was proud of himself.
Pat yourself on the back. The main color of the character Goomba.
Danny.
I don't know. I have no idea what
they're
Goomba
brown.
Is. Okay.
They're so cute. Google them. And you were said 92 for the year the internet became available.
91?
It was 93.
Oh, I went. Okay.
You went the wrong way. Well, congrats on beating Edward.
Earlier this morning, we got a voice message, and it sounded like this.
If you do that for anything, I would totally go. Rock on.
The most enthusiastic parade supporter ever.
Absolutely.
Then we ended up getting some texts from listener Steve.
Yeah, because we were all talking about this parade, and then all of a sudden he'd say, oh, if there's a parade, I'll go. Somebody texted and said, hey, I have a house in Tacoma. You guys could have a parade right there.
Right in the backyard.
So apparently we're having a parade in Tacoma.
I don't know about that, because now we have a manager of a bar in Stanwood wanting us to have it there.
Yeah.
We're
going
to chat with Amy from the Stanwood Hotel Saloon after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
For about the past week, we have been kind of obsessed with this world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade that takes place in Arkansas, Steve.
Right, and we've gotten a few text messages and a voice message as well, just kind of being like, well, why don't you guys have your own stupid St. Patrick's Day parade if you love it so much? And apparently, we said we don't have a venue, we don't have a place to do this, but Sarah says that there's someone on the phone that says that they have a place for us to do this parade.
Is this Amy on the phone?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. And as I understand, you are with a local business in Stanwood.
We are. I'm with the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon in downtown historical Stanwood.
Okay.
We would love to host a parade.
I know this place. Okay.
You mentioned this place. I thought it was like, what are you keep talking about? A hotel, but it's a bar and grill and kind of saloon.
Yes.
Called the Stanwood Hotel.
Yeah, we've been here since 1894.
What? Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it keeps getting better.
That's like the year Sarah graduated from high school.
College.
It even gets cooler. It used to be a brothel upstairs in the late 1800s.
Yeah. Let's go!
This is incredible.
This is becoming the perfect place for us to have a parade.
I didn't realize Stanwood was as cool as it is now. Thank you.
Taryn's super cool.
Taryn doesn't make Stanwood sound cool at all.
Oh my gosh. So Amy, how long have you been at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon?
I've been there for 15 months.
Tell us what kind of happens like day to day at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon?
You know, Stanwood's a small town. It's just kind of our local watering hole. It's one of a few bars. Super cool crowd. We have probably some of the best ever and do karaoke on the weekends. It's kind of just a chill, what you would imagine a small town bar being.
And right around that area, you think we might be able to, like, you know, close off a street or something like that and maybe throw a parade?
Absolutely. So we're on the same street as City Hall, so it all worked really well.
Oh, my.
Okay, this is getting more and more ridiculous.
Now we're in with the City Hall.
So what are we talking about? Like, doing this on, like, we can't do it on actual St. Patrick's Day.
Because that's, like, a Monday, I think.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's a Monday. That'd be terrible. How about the Saturday prior?
The 15th.
I'm
in, Steve.
I mean, I've driven through Stanwood. I've never actually been in Stanwood. I've been living here for over 20 years. So, I mean, what
you're
better?
Missing out.
Now that I know there's a brothel. / bar. We should do this.
I think this would be awesome. We could call it Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
That'd be awesome.
So
yeah, we'd love to have you. We can open early if you need us to. Whatever you want, you just let us know and we'll accommodate you.
All right, because I live life through my stomach. What kind of food you guys got at the Stanwood Hotel?
It's bar food, burgers, sandwiches, fried food, the basic stuff.
Amy, do you have a signature cocktail you like to make or a favorite drink that happens at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon?
Well, you know, I'm a whiskey neat girl, so it's Pendleton, but we have so many. If you drink it, we have it. There's so many great things. Our nighttime girls are amazing bartenders, and they come up with some amazing stuff.
Could we do like a, since we'll do it a little bit earlier in the day, like a Bloody Mary and call it like the Bloody Daily Migsy?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, Amy, you're making this too easy for us. We're ready for a parade.
I got nothing going on that Saturday. I'm in.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome, Amy. Well, we got to get our butts together.
Here's the problem. Now we actually have to figure out what the hell this even means. Like, I mean, the four of us will just make floats and just, like, walk for a couple of feet. But, I mean, we got to do a little bit more. Wear green.
Yes, definitely wear green.
Okay.
We'll get the whole town involved, Amy.
Absolutely. It'll be super fun.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Amy. Yeah, I mean, we'll be in contact. I'm sure Taryn will swing by after work like she usually does. And
Amy, are you working today?
I am not working today. It's one of my few days off.
Well, right on, Amy. We appreciate you offering up your spot to do this parade that I didn't know we were really going to do. But that's going to be awesome.
All right. Wonderful. We'll see you guys then.
Okay. Take care,
Thanks,
Amy.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Time to do some party planning, Steve.
We got
to
figure out this whole thing.
Why do you think scientists would give cocaine to the rats?
For parades.
Of course. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A study conducted by Albany Medical College found that rats, naturally, they prefer silence over music. But when you give those rats cocaine, they want to listen to jazz.
I thought they were more into Molly, personally, but I guess I was wrong about rats.
Obviously, animal rights groups have come forward. They're criticizing this study, but Albany Med is suggesting that this could actually provide insights into addiction. So then, of course, people have to go to social media to voice their opinions on all of this. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a bunch of comments. I even saw this post on Instagram, and the comments were just, I mean, people were just, obviously, animal rights people are just losing their mind. But then there's some people who's like, what in the... Well, I did not expect that this was going to be a story today, but here we are. So we sent these comments to a man that we felt would be perfect for these comments. And it's a man that once shared mountains of cocaine with John Lennon, Sir Elton John.
Okay.
So we have robot Elton John reading the comments about the cocaine rats. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Yes, it was rats taking the cocaine. Definitely not the scientists. That's a nifty excuse to get cocaine for you and your colleagues.
Okay, that's brilliant if that's the case. Yeah. We have an idea. We'll do a big research on cocaine with rats, and they got to fund it for us.
It's science, guys.
I know a guy who could get us the stuff. On the up and up, I promise.
Can we normalize not giving rats cocaine?
And that's a very solid point.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're doing this.
Why are we wasting it on the rats?
Seems like a waste of cocaine.
Oh, apparently, Elton John, and you think the same.
When I do coke with my pet rat, we prefer listening to early Metallica.
Okay.
It's very fast.
Yeah, little thrash metal. Yeah, like Whiplash.
Yeah.
Or Seek and Destroy.
Yes, please.
Why are we wasting good blow on Mickey?
Wait a second. Did the robot version of Elton John sniff? Yeah, listen.
Why are we wasting good blow on Mickey?
So a robot Elton doing coke right now?
Yeah. The robots are getting really good at this.
Gives the term coke rat a whole new meaning.
I don't know that term. Is it popular in Kirkland and maybe Stanwood? No.
I don't know.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I can't speak to that.
All right, we have one more comment about the coke rats.
Cocaine rat. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Okay.
Oh my god!
The sequel, the Cocaine Bear.
Now it's Cocaine Rat.
And they just end up at jazz bars.
Oh my gosh! I would be so into that.
Seems like a waste of cocaine.
A well-known singer has shared that he loves to microdose LSD.
Okay, here we go. Does he do it with his pet rat?
Yeah. And Sir Elton John the robot. We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For many of you, you are just waking up. You're taking in more of this fake spring and the beautiful sunshine as you sip your coffee. And you're trying to figure out what is going on out there in the world of pop culture. And there's a lot happening. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Following the absolutely mysterious death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, there's a full-on investigation happening because although they are not suspecting any foul play, it's just a suspicious situation that they were both found dead in separate rooms of the house. The dog also was found deceased.
But then they also have a couple other dogs that were fine.
Such a weird situation.
And then, I don't know, I don't understand what's going on. Maybe you know better than I do, but I saw something about like mummified as well.
What?
Yeah, like partially mummified too. Like, I don't understand any of the stuff that's going on right now behind closed doors. But that's why when the story came out, they're like, no foul play. I'm like, everything seems foul about this.
Yeah, I guess maybe I don't know what the definition of foul play is.
Fair. You know, I don't watch enough of those like crime scene television shows. Maybe I should, like SVU or Law and Order, and learn about this stuff. But like, none of this makes sense to me.
No. So they're doing a thorough investigation. Hopefully we'll get some more information soon about that.
Unreal. Okay, so Rick Springfield, you remember him?
Yes.
Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
Some other song. I don't know any. Does anyone know any other Rick Springfield songs?
Yeah.
But Jesse's Girl is kind of like a timeless song.
Everybody knows that song.
I feel like that song still holds up. Maybe the production quality could be a little bit better, but like, you know, I think if it was recorded and put out today, it would still be I don't know if it would be a hit, but it would be very
absolutely
popular. It'd be popular in my household, I tell you that much. Well, anyway, Rick Springfield, he's 75 years old. I didn't realize that he had a lifelong battle. He is dealing with a lifelong battle with depression. He's still with us. But a way that he's decided to combat depression is by microdosing.
Which of the substances?
What do you think?
I go with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
You are absolutely correct. With the LSD, the acid. That's his way now to manage his battles with depression. He says it makes him happier, makes him a better person. He tried ketamine, and he just said he didn't like the way and the effects that it had. He also cut back on alcohol. That might help. And he only has a few sips on stage. So I guess he still like casually drinks when he's on stage. But now I kind of want him to go like full psychedelic and like let's see what kind of music he can make.
He just releases a totally trippy jam album.
Like a Pink Floyd inspired version about Jenny.
But there's a lot of people out there experimenting with microdosing to to deal with, you know, mental health or other types of things, whether it's, you know, psilocybin or LSD. It's like a very popular thing happening right now.
Is it in Oregon where it's, I don't know if legal is the right term or there's like certain parts of it that certain, okay, you don't know.
I don't know. I mean, Oregon, I feel like, yeah, probably.
No, I'm going to Oregon tomorrow. I'll go find out.
Yeah, go ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, if I don't make it back by Monday, the answer is yes.
They are.
It is legal there.
Oh my God. Taco Bell is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Crunchwrap Supreme by introducing Crunchwrap Sliders for a limited time.
Have you seen the pictures of these?
No.
They look amazing. They're like little mini crunch wraps.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like when I heard crunch wrap sliders, I thought all of a sudden they kind of made it look like it's a burger. But no, they're like little teeny tiny. They look like little ninja
like
stars.
A baby one.
But instead of them killing you, they fill you with delicious food.
Migs, I have to add the Crunchwrap Supreme to the list of fast food things I've never had before.
Oh my God.
Really?
I've never had a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh my gosh.
What is wrong with me?
Oh. So many things.
We don't have enough time to go through that list.
I'm not sure if I have either.
Dude, they have a black bean one. What are you doing with your life? It's so good.
Well, let's freaking go right now.
Okay. Oh, you're missing out.
Well, when I used to go to Taco Bell, I was one of those people that I didn't go often. I don't know about you guys, but when you like, there's a certain place that you like going to, but you don't go too often, you don't get adventurous with what you pick. I'm always going to get the soft taco supremes because I love those. I would get a bunch of those. A couple hard tacos, just kind of mix it in a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
You know, like five or six of them.
You have a very advanced palate.
Oh, very. I like cream, sour cream in my tacos. And then I would, back in the day when they had the Mexi pizza.
I love the Mexi pizza. Oh, my gosh. Also, I get the soft tacos. I don't get the soft taco supreme. But
why?
I just like the regular ones.
Oh, that's right. You don't like white creamy stuff in your
mouth. I don't really.
So weird of you. Well, we got to go check that out. Travis Kelce, he just confirmed that he's coming back to the NFL, saying that he's not ready to retire, and he's also not ready to settle down with Taylor Swift.
Oh,
no, he didn't say that part. He didn't say
Jesus.
That part. Sorry, let me freak you out. But he did say he's determined to get back in top shape, redeem himself after the Chiefs Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. I did hear that there's a few reports that came out that he was like massively sick during the Super Bowl.
Like with what? Like a cold or a flu or something?
I think it was called dropaballitis.
Oh,
No! Apparently, he was sick, and I don't know exactly what he was sick with, but like that contributed to his poor performance in the Super Bowl.
I mean, think about that though. Like a top athlete, the access to whatever it is that they might have from the medical world that can allow them to play in the Super Bowl when they're sick. Like, we don't have access to that, I don't think.
But I think it's also a little bit of just suck it up. Not like the coach saying about, I'm sure he's just like, there's only so many Super Bowls I'm going to get to play. Oh, he's on the Chiefs, so he'll play every year. But you know what I mean? Like, there's like only so many times that it's like, okay, I'm just going to have to suck it up and be sick and play because I don't want to miss out on this.
Yeah.
I always hate, though, like when you have something exciting to do, like there's like a big event or a big something, like a party, or like you're getting together with some people and you're looking forward to it, and then all of a sudden you start feeling like the sniffles.
Tickle in your throat.
Like, you got to be freaking kidding me. I'm going to be sick. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Mummy Pig. This is the mom in Peppa Pig? Yes, are you? You're the Peppa Pig expert around here, Steve.
Yes,
so Mummy Pig is the mom.
Yes. Well, no, it's the dad. Mummy Pig is the dad in Peppa Pig. Of course, it's mom.
Mummy Pig was on Good Morning Britain and shared some big news.
I'm excited to share that our family.
Now, when people say American television's stupid, here's proof that it's not just in America that they have stupid television.
Is getting even bigger because we're having another baby. I'm due in the summer and we're all so excited.
I'm sorry, having another baby or having another piglet?
Oh,
like is she going to give birth to a human?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because if it was a piglet, then we would know, you know, she's spawning pig. But I guess it's.
I like that
be
you're questioning the realism to a talking pig. That's a cartoon that happens to be on a talk show.
It's just, you know, I'm just a little curious. Maybe she's maybe she stepped outside of her marriage and is having a human baby.
Somebody did say foul, going back to the story earlier about with Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Yeah. Said that foul play would be like somebody causing their death. Anything like gassing in the house, like or murdering them or something along those lines. So that's what they meant. Is that that's why it wasn't foul play. And then somebody also said that mummified means that they've been dead for a while.
Oh my God.
I don't like any of that.
No.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? That I would really like to see. He has a current record of 62 wins, 29 losses, and 15 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.